For the first time ever, the Dow Jones Industrial Average surpassed 30,000 today as Wall Street marked the formal beginning of Joe Biden's transition to power. President Trump went to the White House briefing room to congratulate his own administration for the stock market gains in a one-minute-long press conference where he took no questions. And Biden named some history-making members of his cabinet.
We're going to have the first woman lead the intelligence community, the first Latino, an immigrant, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, and a groundbreaking diplomat at the United Nations. We're going to have a principal on the National Security Council whose full-time job is to fight climate change.
Domenico Montanaro is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Domenico, welcome. And first of all, what was that from President Trump?
You know, he came out for 64 seconds. He touted the stock market. He said that, you know, it had gone over 30,000 and was really touting the work that his administration, he felt, had done, and touting all these records that he said had been set. But, you know, it was something of the bizarre because he didn't take questions from reporters. This is the first day of the official transition. Now that he said do what needs to be done to the General Services Administrator to start the transition, and yet doesn't take questions, is touting the Wall Street and the stock market, which a lot of people obviously, you know, not looking at as the actual economy and just the stock market.
And we felt it was important to note because we haven't actually heard from President Trump in person in quite a while either. But again, the big news of the day, Joe Biden's team is starting to emerge. Let's talk about Janet Yellen for a moment. If she's confirmed, she's going to be the first woman to head the Treasury Department. Of course, she was also the first woman to lead the Federal Reserve. What does her nomination signal to you?
Well, right. You know, you noted she's the first woman to serve as the Federal Reserve chair. She was fired by President Trump. And Biden's bringing her back into the fold. And that's what we're seeing with a lot of these positions, names that have been floated or people that have been picked, intended to put in place qualified professionals, in some cases historic, and to be something of a rebuke of the way Trump did things.
This will be a very different job for Janet Yellen because it's going to be a much more political role. How do you think she's going to approach that?
Yeah, it's interesting because most of her career has been either as a professor or serving on a Federal Reserve Board as a governor. But she did serve as chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors under Bill Clinton from 1997 to 1999. So, you know, she has a little bit of White House experience in that way. You know, what I think we're starting to see is something of an Obama third term, really. You know, Janet Yellen was picked by President Obama to be put in place, at the Federal Reserve. And now we're seeing a lot of the same kinds of names, types of people, deputies moving into principal roles. There's a lot of continuity there. But of course, these are also people who've been traditionally close to Joe Biden. And of course, Joe Biden was close to President Obama.
Do you think in any way that that could be a liability for Joe Biden? I mean, there's got to be people out there who are eager to see fresh names, fresh ideas, fresh blood.
Well, you know, I think that the Biden campaign, the Biden transition team now, has been acutely aware of making sure that they have a diverse cabinet. And you've seen them roll out lots of names at once to blunt any kind of criticism that they're picking too many white men. And they want to make sure that they're showing that in the full rank of positions in the White House and in the agencies that it will look like America, which is what Joe Biden has promised that he would do. And I think that he's acutely aware that, you know, just going back to doing things the way Obama did them or how that administration functioned might not be enough for progressives in the base who have sort of changed over the last 10 years or so. And, looking for a fight after President Trump and wanting to get some big things done.
And to that point, we just have a few seconds here. Alejandro Mayorkas would be the first Latino to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Domenico, that's a big change. This is the person who created the DACA program under Obama.
I mean, this is a huge change. And I think particularly if you're somebody who was concerned about children being separated from their parents and the way that DHS and this under this president cracked down on people coming to the country, I think that this is a wholesale change and a clear rebuke of this president's, way of doing things.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you so much.
You're welcome.